This is the audio for the one leg tendon stretch. And one of the main things you need to think about is keeping the body weight over the middle of the body when you take one leg out, and also that ability to take the leg out without rotating the pelvis too much. So that's what this class plan has really worked on. So we're going to start off, you've got two springs on, so two medium springs, headrest up, foot bar up, and you're actually going to stand off the reformer but facing the foot bar. So the reformer is like long in front of you. Have the feet parallel and then step your right foot forwards onto the foot bar. Grab hold of the foot bar and then you're just going to stretch that right leg back. So you're like doing a sort of hamstring stretch, and then bend it and really pull your body weight forwards, bringing the hips forwards with you. Now, as you bend and straighten the leg, what you've got to look at is that you, as you're bending and doing the right leg, that you're not rotating into the left, because that's what we do as a cheat. So what you've got to do is really think about pulling the right hip back as you straighten that right leg. After you've done about eight, hold out there and then just drop the heel under the bar, lift the heel up. So you're like deepening into that calf stretch, a little bit like a tendon stretch here. Just getting that nice stretch into that side. Obviously then do the other side. And then you're going to take the arms up and round over and put your hands on the foot bar. So you've sort of like got a long C curve, hands on the foot bar. From here now, really think about sending the shoulder blades apart to provide space for you to lift the spine up in between the shoulder blades. So you get a really nice deep C curve. From here, keeping the weight over the middle of the body, stretch your right leg out to the side, little turn out at the knee, and lift it up slightly. Now, you can only lift it as high as the right hip doesn't lift and as that your body weight doesn't get shoved into the left. So you've really got to watch at how we cheat here, and we cheat so quickly here because we don't like to just abduct the leg. So think more about stretching the leg along the floor than actually trying to lift it up high. So you're looking that the hips stay level, the weight stays centered over the inner thigh of the supporting leg, and that you've got that little bit of turnout at the knee. And also watch that the leg doesn't go behind you. A lot of the time, the leg sort of ends up drifting behind you. You want to keep it almost slightly in front to really keep it forwards, ready for that one leg tendon stretch. After you've done that, obviously do the other side. And then we come into your arm series. So lying down onto your back, cross the ankles. We're going to do a little bit of sort of Cathy Grant arm series. So knees in towards the chest. Your foot bar, put it down, by the way. And we're just going to circle the arms down, out and round. And really just find a connection of lying down onto the carriage, back of the neck, head heavy. And just let that circling happen. Do three in each direction, crossing the legs the other way, obviously, for the reverse direction. And then from there, we're going to come into coordination, but a little bit of a difference. So with your coordination, you're going to do three levels, as low as you can, a mid level, and legs up to the ceiling. So you're going to do it three times. So arms are down by the sides, curl back into your tricep extension, sort of like fold at the elbow, curl the head up, pull the knees in. So arms and legs stretch long. So this is your long low position. Take your right leg out only and kick it out three times. Bring it back to center, pull the knees in, fold the elbows back. Press out long and low again. Left leg, kick it out to the side three times, really controlling the pelvis, bending the knees in, fold the arms back. Now you're going to take the legs higher. Press out on a long 45. Right leg again, kicks out three times. Back to center, knees fold in, arms bend. Repeat on the left. Final time, legs go straight up to the ceiling. Leg kicks out one time each side. Three times each side. And then you bend everything back in. Take a rest. From here, pop the headrest down. Put the feet into the straps and we come into your short spine. So it's just your normal short spine. But what I want you to really focus on is that you're not legs go out, pause. roll on over, pause, knees come in. Try not to have that sort of, you know, stuttering movement with this. Really focus on just one big circle as you come down and round. So you're really trying to keep the fluidity and the smoothness of this. The other thing I want you to check is that the foot strap isn't in the middle of the foot. I'm going to change it a little bit to give you a little bit more hamstring connection. And you're going to take the foot strap a little bit higher so it's just under the ball of the foot. And then imagine you're almost wrapping the toes over a little bit. So you're sort of really going to find a connection into the back line of the leg. From there, do say four of those. And then we're going to come on to your archival rowing. Now, those of you who've been in class, I also gave you a picture of these from the poster. So they're called number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10 and number 11. And they are obviously the precursor to the rowing that we know more of today. So number 7 is you're going to face, you're in your rowing position, so you've got one spring on, legs are through the shoulder blocks and you're sat just on the carriage. So you've got just a small space behind you. Reach forwards to the ankles, getting hold of the straps, and you should be on your longer strap. From here, don't think of sitting tall. As you pull the oars, the straps in towards you, roll back. So you stay long and low. Open the arms out to the sides, palms facing back. But now, instead of taking the arms behind you, keep them out. And all you're going to do is lift the body through and fold over the legs and just circle the arms round. So you don't actually pull the arms behind you. They just circle forwards. I do about 6 of those. And then you're going to go on to number 8. So turn around, face the other way. So again, this is very much a precursor. We're going to bring the hands to the sides of the ribs as if you were going to do from the chest. But this time, instead of going up on a diagonal as you push forwards, you take the arms straight forwards parallel to the carriage. Little bit of a lean into the straps. Then from here, lift the arms up as normal, sitting tall. Open the arms out to the sides, but then push the arms back forwards again and fold the elbows in. So you push the arms parallel to the floor forwards, leaning into it. Then lift the arms up, sitting tall, circle the arms out. And then when they're horizontal out to the sides, pull them in front of the body again, then bend the arms back in. That's number 8. Then spin round again, so you're facing the pulleys again, and we come into your biceps, called special biceps on the poster, but I don't see what's special about them. But anyway, arms are stretched forwards, you're sat tall, and you're just going to do a bicep curl. And really watch that you don't let the elbows drop. Once you've done however many you want of those, we go on to your triceps. So you bring the arms down by the sides, you're sat tall, your palms are facing back. Start pulling the arms behind you and fold the body forwards over the legs. And you're really trying to lift the arms up to the ceiling behind you. And then lower the arms down and the body lifts up. Okay, so it's just like you're almost doing a spine stretch forwards, but pressing the arms back behind you, lovely and straight, nice and close to each other. Once you've done those, spin around again for the last one, weightlifting, where you're sitting tall, legs are long, and you're holding the handles, elbows in at the sides, hands by your shoulders. So you can almost think like salute, but without the hands together. So the hands are just going to go vertical up. So it's like you're just pushing something up to the ceiling. And that's what you're thinking. You're just pushing straight up and bending back down. And try not to let the elbows kick behind your hands. From there, put the weights down and we're going to put the long box on. So add 2 springs, long box on, and then come to all fours on your long box facing your pulleys. From here, drop your right leg vertically down so you've only got one leg and one knee and 2 hands on the box. Now, again, check your position. So you're going to have the tailbone slightly kicked up. The leg, make sure it doesn't drift behind. It's pointing to the floor. And then without letting the hips rotate, we're going to lift the leg out to the side, maybe 5 times, and then do the other side. From there, we come into your full swan dive. So you've got two springs on, feet onto the foot bar, mid-thigh onto the front edge of the box. And then from here, we're going to lift the chest up, stand on those legs, open the arms out, the legs stay bent, by the way, and find your swan dive. Then take that shape, put the stomach on the box, lift the shape back up, circle the arms to the ceiling, stretch on out, and come back home. So your full swan dive. Then we take the box off and we're coming to your long stretch. So we're still on the two springs, pop the foot bar up and the headrest up, and then bring the feet so that they are in the middle of the shoulder blocks. Sorry, phone going there. So they're in the middle of the shoulder blocks on your headrest, heels together, toes slightly apart, and really find your strong position. Press in and out for three, and then bring yourself in. Holding your body in the center, take your right leg out to the side, lift it up and out to the side three times, and then press in and out, holding the leg out. Repeat on the left side. Then drop down onto the knees. We're coming into your down stretch, but with the tricep variation. So in your down stretch position, find your swan, and then we're going to, looking up to the ceiling, bend the elbows in close to the body and bring the chest towards the foot bar, but you're still looking up, you're still in your swan. Then stretch the arms, pushing yourself backwards so the carriage moves out. Keep the arms straight and down stretch up. Okay, so lift yourself back up. Again, we bend the elbows in, chest lowers, push back, keeping a straight arm, lift yourself back up, and then reverse. So with a straight arm, down stretch back in that position, bend the elbows in, and then scoop yourself up the foot bar. And I would do three each way. From here, press back and we go into elephant. So feet nice and flat, pick up all 10 toes and press back. Hold there for a minute, make sure your heels are heavy, and then drag the heels in. Do a few of those. Then hover your left foot up. So just lift the left, sorry, let me say that again. Hover the left heel up. So it's only slightly lifted off the carriage, and take your right leg out to the side again for a one-legged elephant. And again, as we press back, you've got to keep that leg lifted, keep it slightly in front of you. When you finish that, take a spring off, pop your foot bar down and come to kneeling on the side, ready for Swahate. And for some reason, I can't just say it normally, so it's a Swahate, which, as we looked at today, is close to the Spanish for punch, to punch, which is supposedly what this series is named for. So you end up doing one of each. So you're going to be kneeling up towards your shoulder blocks, knees apart, heels together, and then take hold of one handle. You've got one spring on, and hold it in towards the chest. And then from there, we open the elbow out, stretch the arm out, fold it back in, and pull it in. So sometimes this is sometimes known as like your diagonal pull. Do one of those, swap hands, and then do shave up the side of the head. In other words, just push the handle straight back up. Swap hands back with your handle, and we go back out and in again. And you keep doing that for, say, six reps. Then move away from the shoulder blocks, side bend and put one hand down onto the shoulder block, and we go into your tricep extension or your side lifting. And so you're pushing the arm up and bending it in. When you've done a few of those, drop the strap, drop the handle, and go into your side kick kneeling here. So you keep one hand on the shoulder block, hand behind the head, stretch the leg out, and side kick kneeling. So we're going to lift and lower the leg, knee rotated up to the ceiling about four times, and then four small circles each way. And then repeat that the other way. When you finish that, we're going to go into your long back stretch. So add a spring, You've got the foot bar, put the foot bar back up, sorry, and then sit on your foot bar. Holding onto the foot bar, push the heels into the shoulder blocks, and I want you to make sure as you're doing your long back stretch, you fully sit down on the carriage. So you really encourage the full range of movement here. So we press out, sit down, come home, lift up. So your normal long back stretch, but watch that people do sit down on the carriage. From here, take a spring off, take the foot bar down, and we go into your side splits. So just your normal side splits, in and out a few times. Then we're coming to the grand finale. So put the foot bar up, add a spring, and sit on the foot bar, ready for your tendon stretch. In order to move towards a one-legged tendon stretch, what you're looking for is don't push all the way out. Only go halfway, or half a smidge, as I was saying in class today. And so what you're thinking of is that you've got to have more of a bounce with this. Don't push out, stay there and come back in. I want a little bit of momentum to be used in this. So into your tendon stretch position, the feet are sort of like half hanging off the end of the carriage so you can dig the heels down. Hands are pushing you forwards and really work on keeping the chin on your chest. Then let's just do a few normal tendon stretches, but remember, don't go all the way out. Don't look forwards. Think more of a bounce on this one. Use a little bit of momentum. Then sit back onto the foot bar and just take a moment. Then take your right hand and put it in between your thighs holding the foot bar. Stand back up and take your right leg out to the side. Now think of all the work that we've done of lifting the leg outwards and long and keeping it slightly in front of you. And then think of that bounce and see if you can do a few tendon stretches here with the one leg. Then repeat on the other side. And then once you've done that, step off, add a spring or two springs, and finish off with rowing while you secretly congratulate yourself massively for getting through all of that.